Boston.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you like the efficiency of the post office, the competence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Anybody got some food fascism? Yeah, I'll have mine with cheese. No, the cheese is irradiated. No, enough of this. More food fascism. I didn't have enough going around. I've been prepping for this show for a while, and come to find out, right as I'm about to go on the air, the next email alert from Natural News, my good friend, Mike Adams, the health ranger. Oak Park, Michigan, a woman named Julie Bass now being threatened with jail time for the crime of planting a vegetable garden in her front yard. Tell me we live in the land of the free. We live in the land of free drugs in the water supply. That we would tolerate this. Some bureaucratic pencil pusher in the city's planning office trying to throw the book at her and get her sent to jail because she didn't bow down to the city code, which requires everything to be either pavement or suitable plants that the city plant, you know, suitable. Your plants are just not suitable. Why not? Well, they're different colors. They're not green enough. They're not red enough. They're not pink enough. They're not blue enough. This is food racism. This is plant racism. And this the story I was really going to dive headlong into in a little while. We're going to do so is the fact that food fascism is not unique to Michigan. Even in California, the crunchy granola capital of the world, they're still attacking people who want to have raw milk. You want raw milk? Are you a goat? Are you a cow? Are you human? It doesn't matter. No raw milk. We're going to pasteurize it for animals, too, if this keeps going. Big story out of there. We're going to get to that in a moment. But first and foremost, are you getting enough radiation from the TSA? If not, you can be sure you're going to get it from your local, radiation outlet. Nuclear power plants, nuclear research facilities. Did you hear about this? Raleigh, North Carolina. I've got friends up in Raleigh. I sure hope you're taking care to protect yourself. Yes, there's more news about radiation leaking out. This also reported by Natural News. North Carolina nuclear facility with superheated uranium leaking 10 gallons of radioactive cooling water per hour. But no, don't worry. It's just like an X-ray. You ever notice that anytime there's a nuclear incident anywhere in the world, it could be a catastrophic meltdown like Fukushima, and they say, well, it's equivalent to getting an X-ray. As if an X-ray is benign. X-rays can cause cancer. It's more like a CT scan. You got the cancer clusters among the Transportation Security Administration, the Transportation Stopping Agency is what it is. It's going to stop people from traveling altogether. If that's the plan, you want to keep people grounded, you're going to do it, federal government, TSA, the security complex. The land of the free. No, the land of the prisoners here in America. You can't go anywhere without getting nuked now. TSA radiation levels on the rise as well as nuclear radiation levels. Now, this is a research reactor at North Carolina State, NC State, in Raleigh. It was recently shut down after the plant had been leaking. They discovered about 10 gallons of nuclear cooling water per hour for at least the past week. But they say, oh, it's not a problem. You tell me. You live anywhere near NC State. Anybody? By the way, the phone number. This is the one day a week. You can call me live on the air, 800-259-5791. That's toll free, 800-259-5791. You are on board the most powerful place in media to get health, freedom, and healing every week. And now, of course, 6 days a week, in addition to our lovely show here on GCN every week and around the affiliates around the country and listening online all over planet Earth. Of course, Natural News Radio rocks it on 24/7. Live news shows every day at noon Eastern time, Monday through Friday. But right now, you can call me 800-259-5791. Food fascism, radiation, not getting enough from the government. This thing is, I'm sorry, this thing's falling apart. And it's a good thing, perhaps, because maybe then we can reset up with some level of sanity, if that's what we desire. I mean, but are you defending yourself at this point? Or, well, it's invisible, Robert. I can't see the radiation. And Obama says, don't worry about it. It doesn't exist. We'll tell you when it's a problem. We're going to see cancer clusters on the increase. We're going to see what infant mortality rates, more, well, preterm, the babies aren't going to be going to term with this level of radiation going on. There's some serious stuff going on here. Are you protecting yourself and your children from an ever-increasing exposure to ionizing radiation? Oh, it's just an X-ray, Robert. I'm not worried about it. Well, you're probably not listening to my show if you think that. Or if you just stumbled on it, maybe this is your wake-up call that will protect you from developing cancer by modern medicine, by TSA agent, by government fiat, by Nuclear Regulatory Commission. Well, actually, the NRC, I get word, is still battling on this issue because the EPA wants to raise the allowable radiation in water from 4 rems to 500. No, yeah, 4 to 500, I think. Insane. If it was always safe at 500, why didn't they just allow that? You know, you got milk at 200 times the radiation levels. The reason I'm saying this is not to scare you. It's just to prepare you so you can start making preparation now, not when it's too late. Have you increased your sea vegetation? Have you increased your selenium? Have you increased all of the things we need to do to counteract the exposures, the invisible exposure? And it was, you know, look, it was realistically bad enough already with pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, etc., and now genetically modified abominations in the environment. I mean, we're researching ways that we can clean up our act here, and including cleaning up the milk, because I still believe raw milk is a very important part of the nutrition, when so much of nutrition is just not there anymore, not in the soil. The fact that they pasteurize the dairy, that's another story altogether that destroys a lot of the nutrient integrity. But we have a lot stacked against us, which doesn't mean we just throw up our shoulders and say, oh, I give up. I don't. You're going to die of something. That's a TSA agent talking. That's low on the survival scale talking. You want to elevate up to the survival scale, you keep listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show, doing the things we talk about here. Listening to the guests that I get on as well, giving you the strategies. In fact, we just released this past week, Mike Adams and I, the Health Ranger, the new food security event, Be Prepared, Not Scared. Food security. First one was economic security, if you will. This time, food security. Go to naturalnews.com. I'll have a link up as well at robertscottbell.com soon. And these are the strategies you can implement immediately. Don't wait to protect yourself. Of course, now, if you've got a backyard garden, you want it to be a front yard garden. We need every bit of land that we can grow something. We need to be growing stuff right now. And these yahoos in government are attacking. Where is your freedom to consume raw milk? You got local municipalities getting in on the act. I've got a lot of links up at the blog at robertscottbell.com. You can check it out. Plus, if you're a Facebook friend of mine, you know I put all the links to the stories up. And we're going to be talking to Martin Matthews shortly from Nourishing Hope. Hopefully we'll have a couple of farmers on that are affected in this way. But yes, they're actually attacking herd share farming. In the San Francisco Bay Area? Come on! What is that? They don't want you to drink raw milk? Well, what this really amounts to, in my humble opinion, and we'll get Martin's take on this, basically this is revenue raising. They don't want you to go outside. They want you to permit. They want you to get licensing. These government agencies are out of money, as they all are. And they're coming to basically leech off of you. They want every little last bit they can get. Go back and look at Robin Hood, the sheriff of Nottingham. It was the government that was stealing from the poor and giving to the rich. It wasn't. That's the thing about it. It's like, you think it's the corporations are evil? Listen, corporations in bed with government, that's evil. That's different than freedom. And we're talking about small family farms now. Local California municipalities attacking the freedom to consume raw milk, the milk share, raw goats. You know, this is affecting Mike and Jane, Homie? I'll get the proper pronunciation. From Evergreen Acres. Where is your freedom to drink raw milk? By the way, we've got a great lineup today. I also have Jordan Rubin coming back on the program. I'm going to hang out with him later. I'm going to visit with him on that Beyond Organic thing that's happening. Very exciting. Again, as I said, very concerned about our access to good quality organic and beyond organic foods. So anything I can do to bring that information to you and access it, please take advantage to learn of it. There's a link up at robertscottbell.com where you can just click sign up. It's absolutely free to get organic food eventually. I mean, you have to pay for the food, obviously. But to get signed up and linked in, that's what I'm doing, to get the food delivered to the door while we can. Food fascism? No, I think not. But we do have Martin Matthews on the line, do we not? Martin, are you there?
Hello. Actually, it's his wife, Julie. He thought that I could join you today.
Oh, Julie, even better. Much prettier than Martin.
Oh, thanks. And I have to say, we've been the last 5 hours listening to your new food security stuff, and we spent the whole weekend. It's great stuff. So I'm so excited to talk to you.
Well, it's good that you still want to talk to me after the food security event. Listen, we have to joke and make light of these things, too, because it would be too depressing to talk about what's happening right now. How is it that California, crunchy granola capital of the world, is going after and attacking herd shares or cow shares or goat shares?
It's unbelievable. I don't understand why they want to do it. In fact, I think they're going to realize they want to change their mind on this, because there's going to be so many moms up in arms about this, so that it's just going to draw light to how ridiculous it is and how important it is for us to have freedom to consume the milk that we want. I mean, it's insulting. As a mom and a nutritionist, I'm smart enough to do my own research and make my own decision. I really don't want or need you protecting me.
Well, I think that's more than reasonable, but if we look at what's happening economically, I think that may be the motivating factor here. Julie, hang on. We're going to talk with you a little bit more after this break. Julie Matthews from Nourishing Hope. Maybe we'll get the farmers themselves on the line. We'll see. Live radio here. The number, if you'd like to be a part of the show, 800-259-5791. RobertScottBell.com is the website. This is where you come for health, freedom, and liberty every week. The Robert Scott Bell Show rocks on. More after this. Say thanks to my sponsors.
Where can you find a super strength potassium iodide supplement? Right here at thyroidki.com. With global radiation levels at record highs, is your thyroid safe from radioactive iodine poisoning? Potassium iodide, the key ingredient in Thyroid KI, is proven to block radioactive iodine from damaging your thyroid. Thyroid damage is permanent and can lead to thyroid cancer. Unlike other potassium iodide products, Thyroid KI is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets and is independently tested for purity with a 100% money-back guarantee. With limited stock selling fast, act now. Prepare yourself and protect your family. Use coupon code THYROID for a 10% discount. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's Thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Or call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic wastes were washed away. But when wastes were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness, and the key to keeping the cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report on the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You've heard a lot lately about zeolite, but what is it and why do you need it? Zeolite is a beautiful, complex, crystalline structure that encapsulates radiation and odors. ZeoKing Zeolite naturally eliminates radiation poisoning your body may pick up from x-rays, security scanners, or nuclear fallout. ZeoKing flushes environmental toxins absorbed from smoke, cell phones, and chemicals. so it detoxifies heavy metals, including mercury, lead, and cadmium. Zeo King Zeolite helps boost your immune system, allowing your body to balance itself and cut off food supply to cancer and parasites. Order your Zeo King Zeolite now from ZeoKing.com for only $39.99 and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit ZeoKing.com. That's ZeoKing.com for natural elimination of radiation poisoning.
Your weekly dose of health, freedom, and liberty. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Were people dropping like flies all over the Bay Area because they were consuming raw goat milk? No, not at all. No complaints whatsoever. Yet the local municipality said, hey, well, we want our piece of the pie. We're going to ban these things unless you pay up. I think that's what happened. We're going to find out a little bit more. We're talking with Julie Matthews right now. We have Mike Hume is going to be joining us from Evergreen Acres. They're the farm, the herd share that's being attacked in this context. So we've got food fascism on tap. We're going to try and undo it. But Julie, as a mom as well, I mean, this has got to be patently offensive. And I'm thinking that, you know, you're on what some have called the left coast. I make fun of the Hegelian dialectic because I think the real left-right paradigm is bogus. It's kind of done up to divide us as opposed to people that, like our moms, whether they consider themselves right, left, conservative, Republican, it doesn't matter. They're talking about health and health freedom now, the ability, the need to nourish our children. But it's still, to me, I'm scratching my head and going, what are they thinking over there?
I know. It is, you know, I have been using raw milk from goat's milk from their farm since my baby was a week old. Unfortunately, I didn't make enough breast milk, and as a nutritionist, I was really upset about that. But, you know, I had to come up with the next best thing I could find. And can you imagine if she was only a week old and they had banned this back then? I mean, they literally, my baby would be starving, and I would have to make some inferior choice. I think it's really disgusting what they're doing.
No, I think that's an understatement. If we could say four-letter words, I'd say them right now. Be honest with you.
Yeah, and you know, and what about the farmers? You know, what's about their ability to make a livelihood and everything, and our ability to be smart people and have a contract and decide that we want to do this together? You know, I live in San Francisco. I can't have my own goat, even if I wanted one. But I have some nice people down here, and they can. So why can't we work together? It's ridiculous that the government thinks they should be involved in this.
Well, freedom or food fascism, and this is what we're seeing now, that government is looking for revenue money and from all sources because the government is has destroyed the value of money on the federal level, but even on the local and state level, the overspending spree that has occurred, debt is slavery. And right now they're trying to enslave the people and deny them access to the basic foodstuffs that would keep us alive, much less thriving and healthy. And we had the same similar problem with our children, and goat milk was a viable option to nourish them through some of the early formative years.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And, you know, there's a huge, enormous difference in the world of nutrition between the white stuff you get in the grocery store and the stuff that comes straight from the cow that has been out on green grass getting the vitamins and nutrients. People don't know there's phosphatase, and phosphatase is an enzyme that helps with calcium absorption, and there's zero phosphatase in pasteurized milk. These are not equivalent things, and so to somehow try to regulate them in the same way is just showing their ignorance.
Well, the fear of the microbe has really done a bang-up job of really corrupting the planet and the people on it. Because those that have believed that the microbes are our enemy, of course, have thought, well, yeah, then it's perfectly justifiable to be at war permanently or preemptive war. We got to kill everything because it might kill us first. Well, the reality is we rely so much on the microbiology, if you will, the microbes in our gut. We would not be here without them. And so once we realize that, we begin to say, hey, maybe the microbes are our friend. There's a lot of science to support it, but that's kind of given short shrift. And certainly the government bureaucrats don't really understand this. If they did, I don't know if it would change their behavior because they're bureaucrats. But right now, let's find out from direct from the farmer. Mike Hume is on the line from Evergreen Acres. And Mike, how did they come to you with guns drawn, or was it a letter of a cease and desist? How did this thing start with your farm?
Good morning, Robert. This started with a letter to me from the district attorney's office. We got a cease and desist letter that basically told us we were performing criminal things by providing raw milk to her chair owners, and that we were to stop doing that, or we could get 1 year in the county jail or $10,000 fine.
I wasn't aware of any statute that spells out a prohibition against what you do. Did you find out that, in fact, there isn't one?
There's a very complicated and poorly organized CDFA code that's basically grown, as you can see, over the years in response to the development of the dairy market or the market. It's a surprise to us that they've taken this action, mainly because raw milk is legal in California. But they're trying to enforce a situation where you buy this from a store when it's already 3 to 7 days old and you don't know where the milk came from. It could be anybody's goat.
Sure.
Or anybody's cow.
Well, were you able to climb up the ladder over the local municipality and the local DA to say, hey, where's the state stand on this? I mean, are they more sympathetic to you or are they going to back up this local DA that's out of his mind?
Well, the initial letter came copied of a lady called Scarlett Treviso up in CDFA, and she was the lady that wrote the a warrant for the arrest of Rawson on the Venice raid last year.
Right.
Or the year before. So she's been involved in this. She's also behind five of such cases in California right now in various different localities. So there's others that are also receiving this. It seems to be a focus of hers right now. One of our owners spoke to Karen Ross, who was recently put into the top CDFA position as secretary for the CDFA, and she stated that she wasn't aware of such actions through DA. She preferred to deal directly with the farmers and try and get things straightened out before involving any district attorney activity.
Okay.
So we don't quite know where all that is. They seem to have ducked a little in the last week or so now that the noise in the press is getting more active as a result of the outrage at what's going on.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that. I mean, we're going to ramp it up as high as we can throughout the week as well. I want to stay up to date on this. And Julie, what do you see on the ground there? Are you seeing a lot of outraged parents starting to come together on this?
Absolutely. You know, moms, and especially smart moms, are not going to allow this to happen. So we hope it doesn't get there, but they're not going to. We're certainly not going to go down without them hearing from us and how we think that they're wrong about this.
Well, right now, are you able to still get this milk, or has it been stopped altogether?
No. Can't get the milk right now. So, I mean, I'm part of another share, but with a cow, so I've got milk. But, again, imagine if my baby was just born and this happened just now. I mean, to me, it's almost criminal. I mean, there are babies that cannot tolerate cow's milk and can only tolerate goat's milk. And there's babies that really do poorly on pasteurized milk. I mean, there are babies that literally could be starving and unhealthy because of what they're choosing to do. So, we have to stop this. It's, like you said, it's fascism. It's unacceptable.
Yeah. And Mike, how are you subsisting? I mean, is your farm completely shut down production, or can you do other things in the meantime?
Well, we're a goat farm. We have a few other things, but they're less than 25% of what we rely on in terms of living. So my owner's goats are still here. We're still having to feed them. I'm just telling them that I'm not allowed to give them their milk right now, and that's a crime. And they need to do what they need to do to survive while I'm going through this. So we're retired. I have no options because I'm a senior executive in a semiconductor company that doesn't exist any longer. So if I was wanting to get back into the job market at the age of 67, it would be pretty much zero.
Well, I have in fact, Mike, linked up at the blog at robertscottbell.com the support method. If you want to support Mike in this endeavor to help protect him and restore the sanctity of this situation, the relationship of the people, the moms that want to get this milk to their kids, I've got it online at petstouch.com. You'll see it there. Stay with me, guys. One more segment on this subject. We can't do enough on it. The Robert Scott Bell Show continues to rock on for health, freedom, and liberty and against food fascism. Stay with us. Lots more healing to go after this.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
My name's John, and I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about ExtendoVite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure is finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Go off the grid for worry-free phone calls now. Yes, worry-free, affordably priced, no-hassle mobile, residential, or business phones can be yours at offthegridphones.com. Our plans start at only $14.99 per month for residential and only $39.99 per month for mobile. And our mobile rates include taxes and surcharges. That's cheaper than the top three providers in North America. What makes us off the grid? We never ask for your social security number and never run a credit check or make you sign a contract, something those large phone companies can't offer. Offthegridphones.com offer some of the lowest, most affordably priced plans in the industry. And popular low-priced mobile phones are available too. So make the switch today to offthegridphones.com for mobile, residential, or business phones. Get your off-the-grid phone by calling 800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553 or go to offthegridphones.com. Affordable, private, all this and more at offthegridphones.com.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338, utopiasilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Coming up a little later on the program, Jordan Rubin returns, my dear friend, with Beyond Organic, as well as we'll hear a little bit on Stephen Huer from One World Way. We want to talk about, adrenal fatigue and thyroid fatigue. Absolutely, we want to talk about that. And, of course, your calls, if you'd like to be a part of the show, 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. We continue our discussion here with Julie Matthews from Nourishing Hope. We were going to have Martin on, but Martin said, no, I'll put my wife on. I was like, who am I going to argue? I'm not going to argue with that. Julie's wonderful. And, of course, we're also talking with one of the farmers actually from Evergreen Acres, and that's Mike Hume. And, Mike, I see the picture of your wife up there with the goats. I've got links at robertscottbell.com. Also, those of you on Facebook, you can see the links I put up on my Facebook page to not only the farm itself and the stories from the SF Gate, from the Chronicle, but also the donation page as well as the petition page. There's only like 800, over the course of the commercial, I saw it go up by two, but there's about 832 or so. We want to get up over 1,000. That should be no problem at all. and I've got those linked up as well. Mike, I appreciate you, hanging in there with me. And this is a violation of the right to your customers to contract with you privately, is it not?
Absolutely is. This is an affront to everybody's personal rights.
Well, and in this case, the rights go, on both sides. One, the business side. One, the customer side. And as we see here, Julie, your ability to freely purchase something that you want to freely purchase, there's no gun to your head, and you know what's better for you, for your kids.
Exactly, exactly. There's no reason that I shouldn't be able to get this milk. There's nothing, you know, it's nutritious, and like Mike said, we are two adults deciding we want to do this in contract together. Why not?
Well, what happened to America? And Mike, you're not even originally from America. What are you thinking here?
Well, oddly enough, they have a problem with how to deal with raw milk in Europe as well after years of being over there. It used to be free, and you could go to countries like France or the countryside in England and get raw milk directly from the farms.
Right.
Apparently they're deciding not to do that these days.
Well, I know that it's embarrassing to me as a you know, natural-born American that here we are having to acknowledge that we have degraded from a free republic to one where there is fascism of all kinds, and especially in this case, food fascism. But the way you can control the population is certainly by controlling the food supply. And I'm thinking that, you know, if there is going to be a revolution, I mean, you talk about you guys aren't far from Haight-Ashbury and all the 60s hippie stuff that happened. Where
are
they?
I live here. This is my neighborhood.
Yeah, where are they now?
My baby was born at home in the Haight-Ashbury.
Wild. But where are those activists today? Are they even drinking raw milk?
Some of them are, but we got a whole new generation of people that that are educated.
Well, they're so educated that they don't know what's good for them?
Oh, well, I guess I'm speaking of the percentage of people that I know that are doing something interested. The rest of them, who knows? I guess I can't answer.
No. Well, I know it's disappointing to see so many Americans asleep at the wheel on this, but partly because they're eating dead food. And the movement back to living food, and as you mentioned earlier, Julie, what we're talking about with the food security event, and Mike Adams and I have recorded for just this purpose to kind of get back to this, because there will be a collapse of the food supply. There will be a collapse of government simply because it cannot be paid for in the same way. What do you do then? We've got to start preparing now, and it's farmers like Mike and his wife Jane that are going to help us there as well.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, are you ready, or are you going to abandon us and go back to Europe?
I'm not going to abandon this fight. No, we're in the middle of it, and this is something we love to do. We love animals, and we certainly appreciate the curative nature of raw milk. We appreciate that it needs to be handled very carefully, and that one of the things that we do is provide a sweet, nutritious milk that's only one day old. They get milk that comes directly from the goat.
Yeah.
And you know, it is so fresh that lasts in my refrigerator for a good week before it changes at all. And most people aren't aware that really goaty taste from goat milk, I think, is when goat milk gets older, because I've never had it fresh. It's delicious.
Exactly.
And like Mike said, I can't get that if I'm trying to go through, intermediate channel.
Julie from Nourishing Hope, Mike from Evergreen Acres. I've got it all linked up at the blog at robertscottbell.com. Also, if you want to make a donation to help defend farm freedom instead of food fascism, I've got that linked as well as at robertscottbell.com. Coming right back with more powerful healing on radiation. Thank you, Julie and Mike.
Nordic Naturals offers a complete line of omega-3s from fish in combination with omega-6s from organic borage oil and evening primrose oil. Involved in research and education, Nordic Naturals is the chosen brand for various clinical trials at accredited universities and research institutions. All of Nordic Naturals' products are made exclusively from three fish species: Arctic cod, anchovies, and sardines, as they are naturally high in the omega-3 fatty acids EPA and DHA. Many of us lack essential fatty acids, or EFAs. Some of the early signs of EFA deficiency: fatigue, heart problems, immune weakness, poor circulation, and often depression. If you're one of the many Americans suffering from these symptoms, give Nordic Naturals a call at 800-662-2544 or visit them on the web at www.nordicnaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, the company that cares not only about you, but also the environment.
Has the whole world gone mad?
What's going on?
How can they do that?
Can Christians have demons?
Why are politicians so detached?
Need answers to these questions? This is Scott Enser for HardcoreChristianity.com. the nastiest Christian radio show and website in the country. When it comes to the biblical truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God, about what's really going on in America and the rest of the world. Come join us each day as Michael W. Smith of the House of Healing in Phoenix reveals what the churches in America failed to tell you about the true spirit realm concerning demonic activity, mental illness, and even the basis of hardcore evil that is sweeping mankind. Visit HardcoreChristianity.com. Remember, you cannot negotiate with evil. You have to eradicate it. It's not too late. Live in or visiting the Phoenix area? Come join us twice a week for our healing and deliverance services or attend our free monthly seminars. Check website for service hours and schedules.
HardcoreChristianity.com.
Hello, everyone. This is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, and carry products discussed on Robert's show, such as the Sovereign Silver, 100% whole food chromium and selenium that our good friend and health expert Chris Barr talks about. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12+. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that combines ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is required. Why is Probiotics 12+ the finest of its kind? It works and works well. Call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. We're here to help you. That's 1-866-424-1077. Or go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, and stay healthy, naturally.
If you're looking for FDA-approved radio, you're listening to the wrong show. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, I mentioned the radiation as well, and you know, the thing that people sometimes will say, Robert, you're overreacting, you're fomenting. It's like, no, I'm fomenting freedom here. If I'm fomenting anything, it's freedom, and if I'm fermenting anything, it's food that's going to be better for you. And of course, we need to be looking back at those raw foods as well, and that's why I had Mike, that's why we had Julie on, and as I said, I'm encouraging you to support their efforts because it's kind of like, you know, the war for freedom is not over there against Al-Qaeda. It's literally here on our own shores defending ourselves from government bureaucrats who wouldn't know freedom if it bit them on the aspirin. And of course, they think aspirin's all wonderful, but nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs killing thousands, scores of people, sending them to emergency rooms. Tylenol and the like. That's why we talk about all these other options that you have that the federal government and state governments don't want you to know about because they've been bought off. And so you think this has been an exaggeration? Here we're talking about food fascism on our shores. A greater danger than any terrorist on planet Earth. I'm sorry. This is the harsh reality. The terrorism is on people like Julie, like the farmer Mike, who literally, as adults, come together and say, you got a product I want. Okay, I got a product I want to sell it to you. Okay, go. Let's go. And nobody's harmed by the relationship. And then they say, no, you can't have it. And they'll defend big factory farms, big agribusiness, those that are actually getting funds from government. We call that corporatism, whether it be loans or grants or otherwise, to produce things that people don't want nor need. Hence the malproduction, right? Malinvestment. Congressman Dr. Ron Paul talks about that. Malinvestment when we have corporatism or when we have fiat money in the bubbles. Malinvestment. We talk about the investment of, oh, we got to grow more corn to burn it as fuel. And let's genetically modify it while we're at it. Oh, that's good. People are hungry and you're going to grow it so you can burn it. It's not even efficient. The amount of energy goes into its production makes it far less efficient than that which you're pulling from the ground. But this is so commonplace for those who still worship government. But, it isn't even that. It's like the EPA, the do-gooders who lobby the EPA, right? And they fool everybody into believing something that isn't true, but they got the money to convince you. They know propaganda. Vitamin P, propaganda. And it is so subtle. It is so powerful. It is black magic. And it's beyond just advertising. I mean, it's literally duping everybody, except those who are eating real food, who are drinking real milk. By the way, raw milk is the only real milk there is. Everything else is a phony substitute. And yet, if they can attack it in the Bay Area of Washington, well, no, where are we now? Washington is like a Bay Area there, I guess. That's a swampland. But in the San Francisco Bay Area, where is it safe to eat organic raw foods, right? California has become party central to these attacks and raids.
You know, the biggest threat is not posed by Al-Qaeda. It's been posed by our own government on all levels. And, of course, they look at you. You crazy moms out there that want to feed your kids raw foods, oh, my gosh. You're more dangerous than Al-Qaeda to government because you're going to raise kids that are healthy, that are not dependent on drugs for which we are lobbied, and they are lobbied so that there is the drug monopoly. And then we get things like the Food Safety Modernization Act passed despite an overwhelming outcry against such a passage. We didn't need it. We don't have the money to fund it anyway. Instead of pulling these drugs that are killing people off the market, we want to stop Americans from knowing that there are supplements, there are whole food nutrients that can prevent reverse disease. What kind of wussies are we in America that we would stand for this? Oh, yeah, the government knows. I don't want to get hurt by some farmer that might sell me raw milk. Well, then don't buy it if you don't want it. Good Lord. We're a bunch of wussies here in America. Oh, yeah, we got the big guns. We're going to go out and take out these foreign terrorists. They're probably allowed to drink raw milk. That is disgusting. I'm sorry. I'm a little upset today. Can you tell? If you want to call in and calm me down or rile me up further, 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. The website, robertscottbell.com. And don't forget the weekday show now through Natural News Radio as well. Really rocking it, man. 6 days a week. Can you believe this? This message is getting out. Oh, my gosh. Having a great time doing it as well. And I appreciate all of the feedback I'm getting and all the support. And some of the outrage, too. We like that as well. We know that the message is being delivered. And I was talking about the radiation, of course. And on Fridays, I do the Healing Revolution, my dear friend Dr. Frank King from King Bio. And we talk about the radiation remedies, the EMF detox. And if you're at least not doing that every day, I mean, that's the simplest thing you could do, even if you don't eat more selenium, which I want you to do. Take your vegetable forms of iodine as well. And do all the things we need to do to detoxify our liver so it's strong enough to defend ourselves from the radiation on top of everything else. Give Dr. King a call at 800-543-3245 during the week. 800-543-3245. Get plugged in. EMF detox. We're doing it here every day. Rocking the health world for health, freedom, and liberty. I got one more segment next. Mercury Madness on tap. Yeah, that's right. Stay with me. I'll talk about it after this.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
You've been lied to. Lied to by the Wall Street propaganda machine, the government, and the talking heads in the media. The market is in for another crash. Real estate is already in a double-dip recession, and if you want to keep your hard-earned money safe, this message is for you. My name is Brett Kitchen, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed, I said enough is enough. I searched and discovered a way to safely grow my money, participate in potential double-digit gains, but also have my money protected when the crashes come. Plus, it could save you thousands in taxes. I want you to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow their wealth. Call 1-800-675-1640 right now to get your free copy. Again, that's 1-800-675-1640. I'm giving away a limited number of copies today, so call 1-800-675-1640.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy.
Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver, the best pharmaceutical grade available, and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Fem Plex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, thanks for helping me rock the health world here every week on GCN all across this great land and around the world through the internet stream. Thanks for listening through TalkStreamLive.com as well. Once again, a couple hours every week here and a couple hours every day through Natural News Radio. By the way, if you're ever wanting to call, leave a message, maybe get on the air when I'm not on the air, you can do that now. 866-939-BELL. 866-939-2355. So anytime 24/7, I got a whim. I want to call Robert. I want to tell him something. I want to ask him something. You can do that. Also, sign up for email alerts at naturalnewsradio.com as well as robertscottbell.com. It'll get you plugged in, and we're happy to have you do so. And in that regard, we have a call from Betsy, I believe, in Nashville, Tennessee. That is also the home of Brent Leung, who also did the documentary film I'll be talking about a little later in the program, House of Numbers. But Betsy, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, thank you. Do you go by Robert or Scott or Mr. Bell?
Oh, I don't stand on formality. You can call me radio guy. I don't care.
What do your friends call you?
Robert, mostly.
Robert, okay. Except when you're pool and they call you Bob. You're pool.
No, they don't do that unless they want to annoy me.
Okay. Well, I am a new listener to your show. I got tired of listening to Webster Tarpley because I was getting really depressed and there's nothing I could do about it. But Genesis Radio is great, and there's always all kinds of stuff about a natural medicine and, you know, ionic silver and all this chromium picolinate and stuff.
Well,
anyway,
you want to stay away from chromium picolinate. That's the wrong form. We're looking at whole food type supplements, and it's an easy thing to mistake because the American government, U.S. government, held patent on chromium picolinate. That's why it became the chromium to get in the 90s, but it's the wrong form. Of course, the government did it. What do you expect?
There's so much stuff out there, you know, and it's hard to know what's the good. Are you familiar with a guy named Dr. Asa Andrew?
No, I'm not. I've heard the name before, but no, I don't know much about him.
He has written a book called Empowering Your Health. I've been following his protocol just a little bit. He's all for getting as many nutrients as you can by eating what he calls an anti-inflammatory diet.
Sure.
Full amounts of healthy fats, lean protein, and low glycemic carbohydrates, like in the form of fruits and vegetables. And I also have been studying the maximized living protocol thing.
Good. Well, it's working for you, yes?
What?
It's working for you, I suppose. Now,
yes,
where are you getting?
But it's expensive.
That's because of Ben Bernanke and the Federal Reserve. I mean, if they weren't destroying the dollar, Betsy, where are you usually getting? Do you have organic, let's say, cooperatives where you can actually get raw milk? Are you aware of that in Nashville?
We got Whole Foods and actually I work in Springfield, which is a rural community, and I could actually go to people's farms and get it from their cows and their goats.
Well, that's good news because, like, you heard what's happened in California of all places where they're attacking these raw milk farmers and the people who want to buy the stuff. It's insane. And, Betsy, I do appreciate your call. Thank you very much for coming in and learning about the Robert Scott Bell Show. This is the place where health, freedom, and liberty lives in media. And, you know, despite the fact that I will get angry sometimes, I mean, I'm a human, I got emotions, and I'll let them rip. the honest truth is that I'm very positive about where this is going, because as a homeopath as well, when people come to me, they're often very, very sick, and oftentimes they've been discarded by traditional allopathic doctors, the chemo docs. And they come to me, and they're desperate to change, and finally now they've been beaten up enough that they're willing to change. And that's the point. You know, every one of us has a different level of tolerance for pain, right, discomfort, and disease. And the freedom we are given is to suffer. Honestly, that is a freedom to suffer. It's a choice we make, even in ignorance. And there's a certain point in time where maybe you discover the Robert Scott Bell Show, or maybe as Betsy has done, find some other docs that are actually open to doing the right thing. And you say, I'm going to try that. But then you say also, well, darn it, it's expensive because it's not covered by insurance. But why you would want something covered by insurance is another kind of a misunderstanding, and it keeps you enslaved or trapped in a relationship that is not uplifting. And in many ways, it blocks the healing that would come your way if you were, you know, able to have a relationship like we talked about with Julie earlier and Mike, the farmer, to actually go and get what you need where it would become affordable, because there's nothing in the way. There's no third party dancing around there going, I want my piece of the pie. It's like government mafia. And, of course, when we have the legal tender laws, I bring back to the Ben Bernanke issue, and it was even true before Ben Bernanke, go back to any of them, and you find out that fiat money, legal tender laws, also has destroyed the integrity of money, and not real money, but the money that they say is money, to the point where people can't afford stuff anymore because they're printing so much of it. And you have to work harder and harder and harder to get less and less and less. Oh, you might get a 1%, 2%, 3% raise, but when inflation's 10%, 15%, 20%, don't believe me, go to the grocery store. Fill up your gas tank. Yes, there are a little bit of ups and downs, but we are in the beginning of a hyperinflationary spiral. And there's no stopping it unless you do the things you need to do, is unplug from the matrix, start caring for your family, and start nullifying the bureaucrats who would stand in the way of your health, freedom, and liberty. Which is why I'm really thrilled to announce, confirmed now, August 20th, Nullify Now. The 10th Amendment Center's got another Nullify Now event, and the heartland of America is party central to it. Kansas City, are you ready? Here I come. August 20th at nullifynow.com. I've got the links up at robertscottbell.com, and also you've seen the links over on my Facebook page. You want to know how to do this? Get the states empowered, you know, the 10th Amendment. Get the local municipalities that are not hopped up on a pharmaceutical crack who are attacking farmers for all the wrong reasons. And then you'll see how much power you have against unconstitutional federal mandates, fiat, let's say, forceful actions by the feds to prevent, for instance, you know, your basic right to consume raw milk. That's a federal law? Come on. It's crazy what's gone on there. But that is still going on because enough people are hopped up on drugs and dependent upon them. You want liberty? You want freedom? You want independence? Then start living as if you are free. As if you are independent. You can't, I mean, listen, how again, you're dependent on drugs, you're hopped up on drugs, how are you going to live free? That's why this message is so important. That's why you need to tell all your friends about the Robert Scott Bell Show. And we got lots more healing to go. Jordan Rubin, my dear friend, goes beyond organic with me next hour. We'll hear from Stephen Huer. We'll talk at adrenal fatigue and more. Maybe hear from my good buddy Liam Sheff as well. Lots more healing to go on the United States and world of Health Talk Radio. We're going to take a break for a moment, but remember this, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.